Hello everyone, thank you for being here. Today I'd like to talk about something that I already wrote about 2 years ago. I will link the blog post in the show notes. The title of the blog post was Express More to Heal and Less to Impress. And like a lot of my realizations, I think that it's a new realization, but actually, I already noticed that a year or 2 years ago. So, at the time, I had hip pain and back pain, and I still do from time to time. And I asked it, why is it here? And the answer I got was through the podcast I was listening to, and the guest was Elizabeth Gilbert. And in that moment, she said, my guru in India said, any talent that you have that you do not use becomes pain. And I was like, wow, okay, is that what's happening? Okay, and what is that talent exactly? Yeah, that's gonna be, I still don't know the answer exactly, but what I figured out is, so I write it in the blog post. The next day, I did a silly Instagram story because I watched Star Wars prior to that, and I was disappointed in many things in those movies. But one of the things was how Padme at some point reacts to what Anakin says. It doesn't matter. I don't re even remember doing this. But apparently, so I did a little story about what Padme would have said if this would have been a French movie. And for me, it was a lot of fun just to do that. And I noticed after that my body felt really good. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I forgot about this moment. And I realized a couple weeks ago, when I released the solo episode that I will also link about letting go of our identities, that I also had some pain in my body for a few days. And then I released that episode, and the next day I woke up and I was like, oh, I don't feel pain actually. I think this has something to do with releasing that episode. And I think, as I understand it now, I think it has to do with, for me, expressing myself, and that helps with pain, apparently, for me. So, what I just wanted to share with those examples, I mean, expressing yourself might not work for you, or it might. But that we often think of going to the doctor or the therapist, and there's nothing wrong with that, of course, keep doing that. I went to so many therapists, and it's amazing. They do amazing work. It helps also. Maybe some drugs can help, or supplements, whatever helps, keep doing it. But maybe something else could help with the pain you might be experiencing. For me, it might be releasing a podcast or a silly Instagram story, expressing myself or creating something and putting it out there. I still don't know exactly what it is exactly that helps, but I will keep doing this because it does help, so why not? So maybe it is drawing for you, or doing that thing that you really want to do, or for 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day, 1 week, doesn't matter. That thing that's healing to you might help. I also know that when I go on a holiday and I'm at the ocean or the sea, I feel really good in my body, so that might be also healing. They did the studies. There is a book about that. It's called Blue Mind, and apparently seeing, being in the ocean, in water, heals the body, the mind. So I invite you with this episode to maybe just for today, just to for the sake of trying something new, think of something you really like to do, something that's super fun for you, give you a lot of pleasure, makes you feel really good, and then notice how you feel. And even if you're not experiencing pain, I'm sure it's gonna be beneficial to do that kind of stuff. Maybe it's gonna improve your mood. We often see ourselves like a kind of measurement of a bunch of vitamins, and we're just so much more. And I think so many things could help in our well-being, and not just fruits and vegetables. So, of course, you know, it's also important, but we can try new things now in November. As usual, let me know if that resonates, if you have questions, and thank you very much for listening.